Amen. Every time I hear a song, I tell my wife I want that at my funeral. So I think I got about 15. If y'all come to my funeral, it might not be much preaching, but they're going to be a lot of singers. So Russell, you probably going to sing that at my funeral too. May I put you with Lois Scale? I just like to see you two get with it. I want y'all two to hook up and sing a song together. Now, y'all find, you find one you can sing with. You hear me? Got an order. Hey, my. You say you having a good time here, aren't you? Oh, I came to worship this morning. I didn't came to get out. I came to get in. I'm really enjoying this right now. Amen. Wow, glory. I got a good truth for you this morning. I want you to turn 2 Kings chapter 6 and go down to verse 8. I have preached 2 Kings chapter 6, 1 through 7 several times here at the church. I won't be preaching that today, but I got another one this morning that's on my heart. I want to preach it. I feel like preaching it. I'm excited. Now, I do want to remind you for the service for Brother Duffy's mother. I don't know if we mentioned this morning or not. I make sure I get that done before I preach. The viewing is from 12:30 to 2 o'clock here in the auditorium. The funeral is at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Sister Mary Duffy, I love Mrs. Duffy, and we'll be doing her funeral this afternoon. So come by and spend some time with Brother John Duffy. John was an associate pastor here, great man of God. All right, got your Bible, 2 Kings chapter 6. Somebody save it. Somebody wave a Bible at me. I need to be encouraged this morning. Amen. Wave them at me. Amen. I'm going to preach from it this morning. I'm not going to go to the newspaper. I'm not going to go to somebody's opinion. I'm going to preach the Bible. Amen. And I want to give you this morning. It helped me. 2 Kings chapter number 6. The Bible says this. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for hither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there. I like this. Not once, nor twice. I kind of believe it was multiple times. How many glad for God that when you weren't able to take care of yourself, he took care of you. Somebody help me preach. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants, and he said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of the servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha. Always the preacher's problem. The prophet that is in Israel. Tell the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. Somebody ought to have. You know what? I got a God that knows exactly what you're thinking and what you're doing and the words you speak. Amen. Well, good preaching, Reverend. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore, send he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servants of the man of God was risen early, and going forth, and behold, a host come past the city. His servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Or in other words, what in the world are we going to do? And he answered, oh, good Lord, I like this. Fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. That's a message there, but I won't touch that one because I got nothing here coming. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he might see. Woo! And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. Yeah. How many of y'all love the Word of God much as I do? Yeah. How many of you love the stories in the Word of God? Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm about ready to come out of my skin right now on this story. I'll just be honest with you. This is a good story. This story takes place when Israel was divided. Now, you know that the 10 northern tribes were called Israel and Ephraim. The southern tribes were Judah. And in the northern tribes, they didn't have any good kings. Every king was a heathen. And in the southern tribes, they had mostly bad kings, but they had some good kings. And you say, well, how did you know that they was a good king or from a bad king? Because most of the time, it said they done right in the eyes of the Lord. Somebody help me. You can tell a good person from a bad person if they're going to do right. Somebody say amen right there. Now, the background here is that the king of Syria, Ben-Hadad, was getting ready to attack Israel. And by the way, we all have enemies, critics, backbiters, haters. But aren't you glad there was Elisha on the scene? The man of God, who was the voice of God. Y'all want to know what God is trying to do in our country? He's trying to get some preachers like me. Not some of these little old preachers, that liberal crowd, they wouldn't say boo to the devil and if the devil came riding in with a pitchfork. I'm talking about a man of God who is the voice of God. You know what this country needs? We need some churches around about who are men of God that have the power of God and the anointing of God and the voice of God that we can hear from heaven, that we can have revival. Amen. And there ain't never going to be a day that God doesn't have a voice until we out of here. He desired to die. He was going to attack. But here's what was going on. This is so good, I'm about ready to shout. I ain't got to my point yet, but I'm going to. What he done was he got with his generals in his bedchamber and set the plan out. Nobody knew it but him and his generals. And they went out and camped. And here's what happened. And Elisha sent word. Elisha sent word to the king of Israel, who wasn't even a good king. And said, you don't want to go there because they're setting up a trap. And you don't want to go there and they're setting up a trap. I don't know about you. I don't mean to get off on my run a rabbit right here, but I think I'm going to run one. How many of you have ever got a word from God? You got a word from God and said, you better not go in that place. And you better not make that decision. And you better not try that. Somebody help me preach. I'm glad that I still can get a word of God. You're looking at a preacher that's been pastoring the same church for 43 years. And there have been some times in my life where it was dark and it was bad. But I'm glad I got a word from God. I'm glad that there's a God in heaven that still loves his children and that speaks to it. Well, glory. He said, are you going to get to the message? I'm trying. Now, there's two perspectives that I want you to see here by way of introduction. I won't be long in the message. I just want to get you. There's God's perspective, and then there's man's perspective. Here's what God's saying. Do you see what I see? You know what? I think some Christians in the last year has acted like God has took a year off. I'm telling the truth. Because they done took a year off. And I mean, I want y'all to know something. My God's been with us through every minute of this pandemic, through this liberal bunch of crowd that's ruling this country right now. I've got a God that's in control. I've got a God trying to tell you, church, trying to tell you, hey, we're getting ready to have a big meeting, but do you see what I see? Do you see my power? Do you see my provision? Do you see my love? Do you see my mercy? Do you see my goodness? Do you see what I see? That's what I'm wanting y'all to get in on. And then the man's perspective. Elijah knowed what he needed. Open thou mine eyes that I might see. You know what I like to see? I like to see God get a hold of a bunch of y'all and open your eyes to all that he has for you. And open your eyes. Man, I tell you what. We won't have to wait to Jubilee for some shouting. Those preachers are not bringing anything. Those singers are not bringing anything. If we get anything, it's because we open our eyes to an almighty God, a thrice holy God, a wonderful God, a powerful God. You need him more than you ever needed anything. Let me give you 3 points. I know some of you have been wondering when you're going to get to it. I'm getting to it. First of all, I want you to notice the intense fight. Verse number 8. The Bible said, then the king of Syria warred against Israel. Let me ask you something. I just want to ask every Christian. How many Christians in here will raise your hand and say, I know I'm in a fight with the devil? Come on, raise your hand if the devil's working on you. Raise your hand if you know you're in a fight. You are. Because number one, Israel was a marked people. Amen. Amen. They were a marked people. The enemies hated them. You say, why the enemies hated them? Because they love God. And by the way, you may ask, why do people hate me and hate our cause and hate church and hate the gospel? Because they hate him first. Somebody help me. And you say, what's that mark you got, Preacher Smith? I'll tell you what the mark we got. We got the Holy Ghost of God, the earnest of expectation. You said, when you get him, the moment I place faith in Jesus Christ, I receive all the Holy Spirit I'm ever going to get. Somebody help me preach. I don't want to spank some of y'all this morning, but I'm going to anyway. I hope I don't have a member that you're so ignorant that you've listened to the propaganda on the internet. And I haven't promoted this vaccine one another, now have I? But I want all y'all to know, if you're saved, you ain't getting no mark of the beast in no vaccine. Hello! I ain't never heard the stupidest stuff in all my life. I can't get the mark of the beast. I got the mark of God. I got the seal of God. I got the power of God. There ain't no mark gonna get me. Somebody help me preach. I just thought I'd throw that in there this morning. Some of you are probably thinking, boy, you take a couple days off, you come back crazy. Amen. Then now notice verse number 9, the ministry production. I want you to know, somebody ought to raise your hand. God has not been put out of business because the devil's been attacking us with all this virus, all this trouble, this liberal administration that's the most liberal in my lifetime. He's ungodly. That bunch of rats. Somebody help me preach. Don't you go down on me. I'm preaching this morning. You know what God done? He told Israel, every time they set in a trap, they're going to be down there. I want to tell you what God's done for your preacher and for this staff and this church. You might think, you know, somebody said this the other day to me. Said, it seems like you make all the right moves. Uh-uh. But I am trying to follow the move maker. I'm just trying to be directed to God. I'm just trying to follow God. Somebody help. See, God's not been shut down. There's still production. God's still blessing. I like these points. Then I see the motivated perplexity. Look at verse 10. And the king said to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of and saved himself there. Not once, nor twice. Then verse 11, the heart of the king of Syria was troubled. Here's what the king of Syria thought. Well, I got somebody in my ranks that's telling my intel. A motivated perplexity. You know what they're saying about us? How's the church still thriving through all this mess? Why has Taze Valley still got the power of God through all this mess? Why is God still healing, blessing, moving the way he's been in all this mess? Because there's somebody running the headquarters this morning that's got it. He's got my back. He's got everything about me. He's got my, well, go somebody get happy. Then I see a mounted persecution. Here's what happened. The boy, his servants found out, went and told him, said, hey, king, it's not us. But the man of God is hearing what you're saying in your bedchamber. Aren't you glad that we got some info and we got a God that knows all about everything? He knew that Joe Biden would be the president. And that whatever is his vice president, she won't say nothing. So who is she? Somebody tell me. But here's what he said. Tell me who it is. He said, it's a preacher. It's a preacher up at Dothan. He said, let's get out there. Let's surround that place. And if he's the one that's doing it, we're going to take him out. You know, I've had a lot of people say, we're going to take you out. We're going to get rid of you, big boy. I want you to know something. You can't get rid of me till God's ready to take care of me. Somebody say, man, if you're a child of God, an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus, you on the king's side. He's taking care of you this morning. He's on your side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Help me preach. Then number two, I want you to notice. Verse 15, this is really my message. I'm trying to get to it. Then notice not only the intense fight, but in the instinctive fear. Look at verse 15. How many's there say amen? Amen. Look at it. I want y'all to see it. And when the servant of the man of God was risen up early and gone, and behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots, and his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? I'll tell you what he done. He saw those circumstances. He saw the Syrians compassing the man of God and all their horses. And here's what he said. We're done. What are we going to do? I'll be honest with you. I'm trying not to be mean this morning, but I have heard so much crazy talk from God's children during this last year of pandemic that it's just about up to here with me. I want you to know something. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to trust God. I ain't never seen so many fraidy cats in all my life. I'm going to get the virus. And I'm not downplaying it. But I don't think we ought to act ignorant. We got a God. Boy, it's quiet in here. First of all, I want you to notice the captivating sight. I'll tell you what he saw. He saw everything around. I'm going to tell you what. I've seen all the misery, all the heartache, all that's going on in the last year, as many of your lives. Let me tell you something. I'm not ignorant of it. We've probably buried more people in the last 14 months than I've buried in probably the last 3 or 4 years. We've had death. We've had destruction. We've had heartache. But I want all y'all to know something. We don't need to get our eyes on that. We need to get our eyes on our maker, our eyes on God. We need to get our eyes on the one that's got it all under control. See, prayer is not a monologue, it's a dialogue. You'll get that. Then I seen the clamless surroundings. He looked up and he saw soldiers. He saw horses. He saw calamity. There's many of you right now. You look at your marriage, it's a mess. You look at your finances, they're upside down. You've seen death. Come on. We see people playing their life out on Facebook. I want y'all to know something. If you're a member of my church, will you please? I don't watch you because I don't want to get carnal. Would you quit throwing your dirty laundry out on Facebook where the whole world can see? If you want to say something on Facebook, tell them that God is good. Tell them that God is powerful if you need to say something. But mostly, you ought to just shut your mouth. I ain't going to let somebody see what my marriage is doing. I'm not going to get in a fight with somebody else or on Facebook. That's ignorance. Now, I'll tell them what I preach. I'll stand on the doctrines. I'll mention my doctrine. But I'm not going to get on a fight with no other preacher or nobody else. That's ignorance. Amen. You need to get your face out of Facebook and get your face in the book. Somebody help me preach. Whew. I know what you're thinking. He's hitting everything that moves. Here's what the problem is. It's how you're looking at things. We're looking at what's the government going to say. We're looking at all these bad situations. Let me give you an illustration. Where's my wife? You here? Did you come to church today? Oh, you made it, did you? I'm kidding. It was some time ago. I don't know when it was. I was in there complaining, murmuring around, fussing, like some of you men do. How many women in here, your wife, your husband fusses? God have mercy, two of you, huh? Y'all must be in paradises. I was fussing. I said, Mom, everything's dirty around here. Look at that. Look at all the dirt. That ain't really a smart thing to do. Then she come in my room, and she went over to my nightstand, and she got my glasses, and went in there and sprayed them off, cleaned them. I put them on. I couldn't see no dirt. See, here's your problem. It's what lenses you're looking out of. If you're letting this world control you and the government control you and that's your lens, you're going to be scared to death and you're going to have fear. But I want you to know, if you're looking through the lens of the Word of God and God's power, you'll see things different. Somebody help me preach.
Amen, preacher. That's good, preacher.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Then I see a clueless status. Said, what shall we do? I've had folks come to me, said, what are we going to do? When this thing first started, you know, we had a big debt when this thing first started. He said, what are we going to do? We ain't going to be able to pay the bills because ain't nobody going to be in church because they shut it all down. You might keep me from coming in the building, but you can't keep me from doing right. And you can't stop God from supplying my need even when there ain't nobody in the building. I'm preaching. You know what your problem is? You say, I'm clueless. You know why you're clueless? You're blind.
Amen.
Thirdly, and I'm done. I'm moving on. It's just all right, Chad. Look at 16 through 19. I'm done. And I want you to notice the imperative faith. Whew. How many of y'all believe without faith it's impossible, please God?
Amen.
How many of y'all believe the just shall live by faith? How many believe we walk by faith and not by sight? You want to overcome fear? Somebody want to know how to overcome your fear? The only thing to overcome fear is faith. Look, look, verse 16. And he answered, "Fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them." You know what the man of God did first? He dispelled the panic. You can't have faith and fear at the same time. And I want you to know God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of a sound mind. Somebody say amen. Tell you what faith will do. It'll keep you from panicking. I got folks in there. Mrs. Haynes, Cindy, others. Every time I call Cindy Elkins, y'all know she has cancer, been fighting it. Her markers are down. She's doing better. Every time I call her, you know what she says? I call to be a blessing to her. She says, "Well, God's got this." She's a winner either way. See, it depends what lens you're looking through. God's got this. You want to get rid of some of your fear, some of your anxiety? Just believe God. Am I preaching? I know that's simplistic. Then I've seen a definitive proclamation. I wish somebody would get this. You know what Elisha said to him, Chad? They more with us than against us. Now, I ain't talking about nobody in general, so don't start thinking about who I'm talking about. But every once in a while, there'll be a negative church member, a mealy mouth, say something stupid. And here's what I did, especially when I was a young preacher. Don't do it much as I did when I was young. Look at me. How many of you ever heard negativity and you thought everybody's negative? The whole kit and caboodle was negative. And it's all bad. And what, you know what Elisha said to him? They more for us than they are against us. I want y'all to know something. There's more for us. There's a group of people in this church that know how to get a hold of God, that know how to pray, that know there's a God in heaven. Somebody help me preach. I know there's liberals old. I know there's people not preaching right. I know there's churches that's dying every minute. But I'm thankful for our Thames Valley Baptist Church that's still preaching the good, still loving people, still helping people. Somebody help me. Whew. I'm getting somewhere. I'll tell you what we need. We need to get in this book. For the word of God's quick and powerful and sharper than any edge, two-edged sword. How many can take a book that was written by 40 human authors over 1,600 years, and it has one theology, one God, one Savior, not Buddha, not Mohammed, not the Pope, Jesus! You need an antidote for fear? Just trust God's word. You need to forgive? Forgive and be forgiven you. You feel abandoned? I got a friend closer than a brother. You say my finances are low? I got a God can supply every need you got. You like direction? Trust in the Lord and lean not under thine own understanding. Whew. Somebody help me preach. Then I seen a desperate prayer. This point I really want y'all to see. The next three and I'm done. A desperate prayer. You know what? Look what. Somebody asked, why y'all having prayer meetings? Would some of y'all come to prayer meeting tomorrow night? Why y'all having prayer meetings? The Bible said Elijah prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes." You know my prayer this morning at my office. God, open the eyes of everybody in Thames Valley to the truth that you're real, that you're still on the throne, that your power is unlimited, and they ain't got a problem you can't solve. Somebody help me preach. Whew. He prayed. and I seen a divine phenomenon. How many's ever prayed for something and God answered? Come on. Did you? You know what? Elijah prayed and the boy's eyes was open. And he started looking around. Them their horses and them angels and that flaming fire. I believe God's got this. I beg God this morning that some of you would fall on your face at this altar and say this prayer: open mine eyes that I might see. My God, let me give you, I got one more guy to give this. You see, you preaching a lot this morning, can't help it. I said, the divine phenomenon, lastly, this, and then distinct perception. Now, hold a minute. I want to ask y'all a question. Was those horses and chariots, did they just show up? Or were they there all along? I think I'm going to take a walk. Did they show up, or were they there all along? Can I tell you something? Your miracle is already there. Your God is already there. The power is already there. Hey, him opening his eyes didn't cause them to show up. Him opening his eyes caused him to see what was already there. Somebody help me preach. You know what I'm praying this morning? That God will open your eyes this morning if you're lost. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them lost. Unless the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ shine in them. That's what I'm praying this morning. You lost this morning? I'm praying this morning for somebody in this room. You need a supernatural touch of God. You need God to do something that ain't been done in your life in a long time. Won't you just come up here and say, I need you, God. Open my eyes that I might see. I wonder how many in this church need God to supply a need, a situation. Why don't you come up here and pray to him this morning? Open mine eyes that I might see. Bow your head with me. Thank you. They ought to be people on this altar without me pressing this invitation. How many want to see God do something in your life? If you do, walk down this aisle right now. Come on. Fill this altar up. Fill it up. That's right. Keep coming. And if you're not saved, when you come, raise your hand so one of our guys can talk to you. Come on. Come on. Still people coming. Tell me right now, say, preacher, I'm not saved. Pray for me, I'm not saved. Raise your hand. Raise up. How many other Christians, you got problems, you got situations that's really a mess. Raise your hand. And you don't have direction. Raise them up, you ain't got the right direction. Will you come up here and join these people, our Father, as our folks stand to their feet? God, help people come and say, open my eyes that I might see. God touch, we pray. In Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen.